Okay, so the headline here is, tune the harness, not the model, and you can get Near Frontier Agent quality for a tenth the cost. Nemotron 3 Ultra hits 0.86 on Deep Agents. Opus 4.8's best is 0.87, both at latency parity, but Mimotron's run clocked in at $4, 48 versus $43, 48. That's a real delta if it holds.
Yeah, but it's not magic. Nemotron's already post-trained for agentic behavior, so the scaffolding actually fits. The article's point isn't buy a cheaper model and call it a day. It's match the harness to the model's baked-in capabilities. That's a product lever, not a model swap.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But the jump from generic harness to tuned harness is what they're selling as the win. And I'm not convinced that's not post-training in disguise, letting the model coast on existing muscle instead of adding real capability.
That's the exact split they flag. If every harness tweak flattens out and the score doesn't move, the ceiling isn't the scaffolding, it's the weights. So they're using harness work to surface where the model's actually thin, not to fake a win.
Wait, you're defending the claim that they're not gaming the benchmark?
I'm defending the mechanism they cite for avoiding gaming. Every change runs through a trace-driven loop. Cheap first, then only promoted if it repeats across trials and doesn't regress anything else. That's actual discipline. The article's not telling you to rewrite the system prompt broadly. It's telling you to write a two-line block that fixes one observed failure in the traces.
Okay, fair. But a two-line block that fixes one edge case is still not the same as improving the model's underlying planning depth. That still looks like scaffolding work, not capability work.
Sure, but if the scaffolding mismatch is what's making the model look dumb, then the harness change is real. Their terminal bench example, GT-5.2-CODEX, from 52.8 to 66.5, same weights, shows the gap is the fit, not the model. That's a real effect teams ship against every day.
I see, but terminal bench is proprietary data. And Deep Agents isn't exactly a neutral benchmark. They're using a single suite, and the cost math is pegged to lane chain Deep Agents infra, not a neutral harness. That's a footnote the article buries.
Okay, but that's the part I don't buy. Your point isn't that the result is wrong, it's that it's not generalizable outside lane chain Deep Agents, which is fair. But the mechanism treat evals as training data for harness work and screen cheaply before promoting is still sound product advice for teams already deep in agent harness code.
Teams already deep in agent harness code are exactly the ones who don't need this article. Everything they're doing is harness tuning, day in, day out. The interesting question is whether this changes anything for everyone else.
Right, right. And the answer is yes. If you're starting from a generic harness and an open weight model you control, Mimotron's on Hunting Face, you can host it yourself or grab it from any cloud provider without lock-in. The harness is the part you actually own. The article's strongest moment is the middleware example. Same rule moved from system prompt to tool return value, and suddenly the agent reads the guidance right next to the data it's looking at. That's not Model S.
Okay. One concrete question. Deep Agents is their eval. They released a per-model harness profile for Nemotron, and they point to two repos. If I want to poke at this, what do I actually clone?
Langchain I Deep Agents. That's the harness. And Langchain I Deep Agents J's if you're in TypeScript. The profile's in a branch called split evals, and the NVIDIA profile YAML formalizes the short blocks and injected messages they talk about. You can drop it into your own Deep Agents fork and see if the 0.86 holdup is real under your tokens and your GPU mix.
And the cost math per run, I'll believe it when I see my own infra bill. They're using Langsmith traces and Langchain Cloud for the numbers, so it's still vendor math.
Which is why you'll clone it and run it locally. Then we'll know if the 10x cheaper claim survives the move from Langchain infra to your garage rack.
Or if Nemotron's moo and the vendor defaults just make my bill bigger. Either way, I'll report back.
Do it. And while you're at it, remember when we swore off harness profile as a term because it sounded like another buzzword du jour? This is the fourth harness profile in as many weeks.
Yeah, no, it's probably the fifth. We're calling everything a profile now.
Exactly. This is episode 624, and I'm still not buying the name. Anyway, have fun benchmarking, Echo.